Chapter 27. Matt was subdued for almost 2 full weeks after Father's Day. He was quiet and withdrawn, his face rarely losing that haunted look. Foggy noticed it and said nothing, allowing Matt to retreat into himself. The danger with that was that Matt would sometimes forget that Foggy was in need of comfort and reassurance, too. He had his own struggles and more than a few doubts. Not about whether he wanted to continue to pursue a relationship with Matt. No, he worried sometimes that Matt would get bored with him and crave a more exciting partner, like his previous girlfriend. Foggy could never forget Electra Nachios. Her short time with Matt made him think of a certain Britney Spears song, Toxic. But as far as he could tell, Matt liked the poison up to a certain point. But before that, Matt hadn't seemed to mind the drinking, the parties, the fast cars, or the minor misdemeanors for which neither Matt nor Electra were ever brought to account, let alone the more serious felonies. But it was about more than Electra's fast and loose lifestyle. It was about money, and connections, and even looks. How that last quality factored in for Matt, Foggy wasn't entirely sure. Electra was gorgeous, classically beautiful, stunning in a word. She knew it, and so did everyone else, Foggy included. That knowledge started to niggle at him the more Matt withdrew. Logically, he knew that Matt's silence had more to do with grieving Jack Murdoch than it did him, but still, he started to worry that Matt was losing interest in him. It wasn't helped by Matt spending more hours away from him than he had before. It wasn't that Foggy wanted to spend every waking minute with him, but the less Matt talked and the more distant he grew, the more certain Foggy became that was his own inadequacies driving him away. He found himself lying awake at 5 a.m. on a Monday morning, dread filling him. Matt lay beside him, sleeping soundly, his expression peaceful from what Foggy could tell in the dimly lit room. He sighed and reached for his phone, which sat on the bedside table. Marcy texted him semi-regularly lately. Foggy got the feeling that she was missing Jen, who had taken off to visit her cousin somewhere in southern Asia. The absence of her friend and roommate meant that Marcy was forced to spend summer break with her parents, who were well-intentioned but failed to provide the intellectual stimulation Marcy usually enjoyed at Columbia. Foggy had only just opened Marcy's latest message when Matt shifted in his sleep and stirred. Foggy sighed to himself, watching Matt's peaceful expression fade, replaced with the tense look a more awake Matt typically wore. "Morning," Matt muttered, as Foggy locked his phone and set it aside. "Hey, did you sleep okay?" Foggy asked, leaning over to drop a good morning kiss on Matt's forehead. "Fine, yeah," Matt mumbled, smiling when Foggy's lips brushed against his skin. Foggy lingered a moment longer than he usually did, half tempted to just collapse on top of Matt and kiss him senseless, certain that was a better use of his time than trying to understand the reason behind Matt's slight frown. Nobody should be this tense so early in the morning, Foggy decided, moving away from him and flopping back against his pillows with a sigh. "Can I ask you something?" he mumbled, not looking at Matt. "If you want," came the surprisingly warm reply as Matt's fingers traced teasing circles over Foggy's arm. Foggy said, rolling onto his side and propping himself up on one elbow. "You've never asked what I look like." "That's not a question," Matt observed, his frown deepening. Foggy sighed to himself. Matt's words might be innocuous, but his tone wasn't. There was a note of warning in it that held steady partway between "what are you getting at" and "tread carefully." Foggy noted the tone and bit his lip, determined to speak his mind, but worried about what Matt's reaction would be when he did. "What did you like about..." Foggy's courage failed him before he could complete the question, and he stopped speaking abruptly, the look on Matt's face only adding to his nervousness around the half-formed question. "Please, don't say her name," Matt muttered with a groan, annoyance flickering across his face. "Fine. But she was hot and sophisticated, and I'm not glamorous, Matt, Foggy finished, looking away from him and shaking his head. It was out there now, his insecurity laid bare. The fact that Matt's expression didn't change when he glanced back at him didn't exactly ease his uncertainty. On the contrary, Foggy knew immediately that bringing up Electra, even if he didn't mention her by name, was a mistake. Matt looked wary as he sat up, evidently having some deep misgivings about discussing his past relationship with Electra Nachios. "What's this really about?" Matt asked, with a skeptical head tilt that Foggy chose to ignore. "Can you tell what people look like with your super senses?" Foggy said, watching Matt closely for a reaction. "Of course not. That's not how it works," Matt replied impatiently. "How does it work, then?" Foggy demanded, but Matt just sighed. Foggy watched Matt slip from the bed and don a t-shirt in the semi-darkness. Knowing what that simple action meant, Matt didn't want to talk about it. Foggy bit his lip and reached for the lamp switch, clicking it on and filling the room with shadows and soft golden light. Matt turned at the soft click of the switch and shook his head slightly, returning to the bed and sitting close beside him. "I've never asked because I don't really care what people look like," Matt admitted, running a hand through his hair and grimacing. "It's not something I notice, obviously. It's not what attracts me to someone." "So what attracted you to me then?" Foggy asked, perplexed more than reassured by Matt's answer. "Was it the way I smell, or my heartbeat, or..." "Not everything is about that, you know," Matt said, a muscle clenching in his jaw. "What is it about me, then?" Foggy asked, as Matt flopped flat against the mattress with a groan. Foggy looked down on him, amused. Matt didn't talk about his feelings at the best of times, let alone before 6 a.m. and without caffeine. He'd come too far to back down now, however, and he waited patiently for Matt to answer his question. He wasn't disappointed. "You're kind, but not patronizing. We have similar interests, and I enjoy our conversations most of the time," Matt added, making Foggy flush guiltily. "You're sweet, smart, loyal, funny, and you don't make excuses for me, but you also give me a second chance when I completely screw up. I think those are the kinds of things that outlast anything physical, but I'm no expert on relationships." "Okay, but..." Foggy's words trailed off in his refusal to acknowledge Matt's sweet little compliments before he uttered a few blunt ones on his own. "You're hot, Matt, and smart, and way out of my league. Ask anyone." "I think it's the other way around," Matt said, closing his eyes with a little smile. "You would," Foggy muttered, with a doubtful shake of his head. "What does that mean?" Matt asked, sitting up with a frown. Foggy looked at him for a moment, half tempted to take the comment back. It had slipped out, partially because he was tired, partially because it was true. Matt didn't have an exalted opinion of himself. He strove constantly to prove himself to everyone around him. It looked exhausting from where Foggy was standing. "Okay. You're like Mr. Humble and Polite, Matt," Foggy admitted reluctantly. "You're not weird and insecure like me." "I am, actually," Matt declared, drawing him into a gentle side hug and making Foggy feel stupidly warm and safe. "Come on, get dressed." "Where are we going?" Foggy asked as Matt climbed off the bed and moved towards his suitcase, beginning to rummage through it in search of a change of clothes. "I'm going to show you what Mr. Humble and Polite does when he's feeling weird and insecure," Matt informed him, not turning around. Foggy looked at him for a long moment. Then he ducked his head and smiled, feeling a little reassured. Matt didn't make him feel guilty for a moment of insecurity. He made him feel accepted and understood, and that wasn't something anyone else had ever made him feel before. So Foggy smiled and got dressed and did his level best to push his comparisons of himself and Electra to the back of his mind. Matt was quiet for the duration of the short cab ride. Aside from giving the driver an address on the Upper West Side, he didn't speak. He seemed nervous all of a sudden, and Foggy struggled not to read into that, slightly reassured when Matt reached across and took his hand, which lay on the middle seat. He smiled and squeezed Matt's hand. His roommate, was it too soon to call him his boyfriend? Didn't let go of his hand until the cab came to a halt outside a derelict gym called Fogwell's. Foggy frowned at the building in confusion, but Matt was already paying the driver and climbing out of the cab. Foggy followed more slowly, giving the surrounding neighborhood a doubtful look. Matt was moving purposefully towards the entrance to the gym, cane in hand. Foggy walked behind him, pausing to wait as Matt unlocked the door with a key. Not a key card, an actual key. How old was this place? Foggy looked around with mingled interest and suspicion as he and Matt entered the darkened gym, the rising sun tinting the dusty windows a pleasant orange that added an attractive quality to the place in spite of the peeling paint and general aura of abandoned and condemned. "What is this place, Matt?" Foggy asked, glancing at the boxing ring in the middle of the room. "My dad used to train here," Matt explained, holding his cane and setting it on a low table that looked like it had once been a small study desk for a middle-school-aged child. "Perhaps Matt?" I bought it a year ago with my inheritance money. I was planning to fix it up, but it's got character." "And memories," Foggy added, shoving his hands in the pocket of his jeans and walking around the ring. "Yeah," Matt quietly agreed. Foggy watched him kick off his Nikes and remove his socks. Matt padded barefoot across the gym, seeming to be guided by memory. The cane stayed where it was, folded up on the little desk as Matt brushed his fingers against a heavy-duty boxing bag, suspended from the rafters by thick chains. "Do you box, Matt?" Foggy asked, noting the former's slight smirk in response to the question. "Yes, then." "Sometimes," Matt said, with a little shrug of his shoulders. "Sometimes I come here to blow off steam." "Show me," Foggy said, clambering over the ropes and stepping into the ring. Matt didn't move. He stayed exactly where he was, a dozen feet from the ring, tapping a single finger against a faded yellow boxing bag with a frown. Foggy leaned back against the ropes in a corner of the ring and waited. "You want to spar with me?" Matt asked at last, looking politely incredulous. "Why not?" Foggy said, grinning at him. "You really don't want to do that," Matt declared, shaking his head at him. "Oh, I really do," Foggy insisted, taking off his shoes and socks, because Matt had, and tossing them clear of the ring. "What's the worst that can happen?" Matt didn't answer his question. Foggy could see his lips thin from across the room and he sighed. This was one part of Matt's life that had been kept separate from him. Matt had only mentioned Styx training. He'd never shown him what he could really do. He hadn't trusted him with it yet, and Foggy waited, watching him curiously to see if he would. "I could hurt you," Matt muttered, biting his lip. "I'm tougher than you think," Foggy declared, but Matt just sighed. "Foggy," he mumbled doubtfully. "What, are you scared?" Foggy asked in a teasing tone designed to rile Matt up. Matt's glare landed just left of his shoulder and Foggy grinned. He loved winding him up. It was even more satisfying than winding up Theo or Candace. He bounced on the balls of his feet, playing his fists up in a mock boxer stance that he'd seen on TV once. "Come on, Murdoch, show me what you've got," Foggy said, as Matt gave in and vaulted over the ropes, entering the ring. "Last chance, Foggy," Matt said warningly. "Bawk, bawk, 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 bawk," Foggy clucked, doing his best impression of a chicken, complete with wings. "All right, you asked for it," Matt muttered, but Foggy just grinned when Matt squared up to him. He wasn't at all afraid of him. Even when Matt knocked him flat, and none too gently, on his ass a moment later, Foggy just looked up at him and laughed. And when Matt did that a second time, and a third, and a seventh, Foggy lay flat on his back and smiled, partially because Matt hadn't hurt anything except his pride, but mostly because Matt trusted him with this aspect of his secret super senses. "Give up yet?" Matt asked, looking so smug that Foggy struggled to his feet, just for the pleasure of tackling him to the mat. "Never," he breathed in Matt's ear, pinning him with his body weight. It was about the only advantage he had over him, his stockier build. Matt didn't protest being tackled without finesse and crushed flat. On the contrary, he smiled lazily and wound an arm around Foggy's neck, drawing him into a sweet kiss that was everything Foggy wanted. He closed his eyes and melted into the addictive heat of Matt's mouth, savoring the pleasure of the moment. But he pulled back before long, still panting from the impromptu sparring match. "Where'd you learn to fight?" Matt asked, and Foggy got the feeling he was being teased, but he answered anyway. "Theo." "Liar," Matt declared immediately, and Foggy laughed, unable to help himself. "Candace. She's meaner than you think," he admitted with a grin. "What about you? Stick?" All the humor faded from Matt's face, his smile disappearing almost immediately. Foggy regretted bringing Stick up. He knew better than anyone the effect the man had on Matt. But then Matt's expression softened, and he combed his fingers through Foggy's hair, his touch gentle, forgiving almost. "I could handle myself a little bit before I met Stick. My dad made sure of it. He didn't want me to fight, but he made sure I could hold my own if I ever needed to, you know, for self-defense," Matt said, as Foggy seized gratefully and immediately on a change of subject. "Did you get bullied a lot?" he asked, but Matt gave him a blank look, seeming puzzled by the question. "I just figured, being blind, never mind." "I wasn't bullied," Matt said with a faint smile. "The worst people did was treat me like I couldn't do anything myself." "The worst?" Foggy repeated internally. The worst people had done was treat Matt like he wasn't capable, like Foggy had done at first, and his mom, and apparently everyone who had ever met Matt. Experiencing that was the worst. He almost wanted to put a post-it note reminding him of that on the fridge, so he wouldn't forget to treat Matt like he was independent and capable, because he was. "You never got in any fights?" Foggy asked, struggling to keep his tone even. "Oh, I never said that," Matt muttered, a look Foggy couldn't decipher flashing across his face momentarily. "After my dad died, I had enough anger that I could have... Anyway, yeah, I had a few fights." "And?" Foggy said, waiting impatiently for the rest of that tantalizing little detail. "And what?" Matt mumbled with a frown. Foggy shook his head at Matt and rolled off him with a sigh. And he was getting impatient again, he reflected soberly. He only ever glimpsed little pieces and moments of the complex history that made up the person Matt was now, because Matt couldn't tell him everything, at least not yet, but he wanted to. He'd said as much at Christmas time. "Did you win any of those fights, Matt?" Foggy asked, carefully probing for more information. "Let's just say my record is a little better than my dad's," Matt replied, leaning over him with a sweet, almost nostalgic smile. "What was his record?" Foggy asked, his curiosity getting the better of him. 24 wins, 31 losses," Matt answered, standing up. "And yours is what?" Foggy said, looking up at him with interest. Matt didn't say anything, but the smug curve of his lips told Foggy enough. Matt could do a hell of a lot more than defend himself in a fight. He'd destroyed him in seconds in the gentlest and politest way possible. What he was capable of in a real fight was something Foggy was almost afraid to witness. With the right motivation, Matt was dangerous. But even when presented with his father's killer, Matt hadn't crossed that line. That diminished some of the concern Foggy felt as he looked at him. "I don't keep count, but I don't lose," Matt declared. And oh god, Foggy could get used to seeing him all smug and cocky like this. He liked it. Smartass, he grumbled as he got to his feet. Badass, Matt corrected him, and the comment was so unexpected that Foggy snorted. Yeah, you kind of are, he agreed, steadying himself against the ropes that bordered the ring. So whenever you've come back with split knuckles or bruises or whatever, you've been here? Matt opened his mouth, closed it, chewed at his bottom lip, and didn't answer him. Something akin to guilt flashed across his face, and Foggy stifled a groan. He smelled a secret, a dangerous one, and he knew without even needing to ask that Matt wasn't ready to share it yet. But maybe bringing him here to his dad's old gym was the first step to trusting him with whatever that secret was. He could hope, anyway. Most of the time, yeah, I've been training here, Matt said, with a little shrug that told Foggy it was the truth, or half of it at least. And the rest of the time? He asked quietly. Like I said, I don't lose, Matt muttered, leaping lightly over the ropes and leaving the ring. Foggy just watched him, frowning slightly. It wasn't really an answer, but at the same time, it kind of was. Matt had given him the pieces and left it up to him to put them together. Anger issues, Sticks training, and Matt's secret badass status all added up to something. Foggy just wasn't sure what yet, and Matt wasn't about to tell him. He knew that much for sure. Matt was done talking about whatever this was. Is this like Fight Club? Foggy asked, watching Matt move over to the little desk and start to wrap his hands with a roll of white gauze. If it was, I couldn't talk about it, Matt muttered, continuing to wind that long strip of gauze over his knuckles and around his palm. Can you talk about it? Foggy asked, frowning as Matt finished wrapping one hand and moved on to the next. Not yet, Matt said, with a soft sigh. Foggy watched him in silence, having run out of questions, or at least questions that Matt would answer. His boyfriend. Because screw it, he was calling him that whether Matt said they were at boyfriend status now or not. Finished wrapping his hands and moved over to the faded boxing bag he'd touched earlier, beginning to attack it with a series of hard and fast jabs. Foggy's gaze flickered from Matt's wrapped hands to the little desk, frowning when he noticed a broad strip of black cotton sitting there. It looked a lot like a blindfold. What could a blind man possibly need a blindfold for, though? Foggy didn't have answers, and Matt wasn't talking. Fight Club rules applied. End chapter 27.